He was dubbed Ireland's King of Country Music since dominating the showband scene in the 1960s. And tributes have been pouring in for Big Tom McBride today, who passed away in the early hours of this morning. Presenter of Keep It Country on Ocean FM, Pascal Mooney, says Big Tom was so successful because he was popular with everyday people.
He empathised with the ordinary 5'8". Basically, that was the I always used to think. There was no airs and graces about him. He sang in his own accent. And, you know, when you think about so many of the modern country music singers in Ireland that have these transatlantic accents, which I rarely get from time to time, I can't understand why they just don't sing in the accent that God gave them. And Tom did that. But it wasn't just about singing in his own accent. It was about his roots. It was about his roots. It was about his rural background. And, of course, he appealed to the ordinary 5'8", as I say, both men and women. And a starlight
sky lights up my twilight hour. His children announced the news via his Facebook page this morning. He leaves behind four children. Tom's wife of more than 50 years, Rose, died earlier this year. Country singer Margaret O'Donnell, who is also a close friend, says Big Tom will be sorely missed.
Everybody can talk about the singer, and I honestly have to say I can talk about the man. And he was a man that I loved very, very much, himself and his wife Rose. I spent an awful lot of time with them. I'm here in Castleblayney. I just had a terrible fear, you know, when Rose passed away, because I went out and I was sitting on his bed one day. He wasn't well, and he just looked up at me and he said to me, "Margot, the boss is gone," and he wanted to go to Rose. And the only comfort that the family can have and close friends and everything today is that that love affair is rekindled this morning. And that's the way I have to look at it. I cried for about an hour, and then I thought about all the memories that I have, and what a loss. What a loss to country music.
Four country roads winding to a town in County Galway.
For many years, Big Tom sold out many venues across the Northwest, and he opened the Allingham Arms Hotel in Bundoran 25 years ago. The owner of the hotel, Peter McIntyre, says the Castleblayney singer was one of a kind.
He opened the Allingham 25 years ago this June. Very sad news, but when Rose died in January, the wife, and we were very close to a very close family, and Tom and Dermot and the whole lot, they're a very close family. So when Rose died in January, well, the rest of me didn't last too much longer after. Big Tom was a legend in country music. Like, he was an absolute gentleman, and I'd be sadly missing.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and President Michael D. Higgins have also paid tribute this afternoon, and the Late Late Country Show on RTE is to be dedicated to Tom McBride on Friday night.
One country road to the churchyard where my mum and daddy lived.